And finally today, you might not know this if you are a political junkie, but there are TV shows on other than the party conventions, and we're not even talking pro football. There are some big names with new shows in daytime TV, including comedian Steve Harvey, TV journalist Katie Couric, and the morning show that was Live with Regis and Kelly, Live with Regis and Kathy Lee back in the day that became Live with Regis and Kelly is now Live with Kelly and Michael. That Michael would be former NFL star Michael Strahan. He joined the show this week as permanent co-host. We wanted to talk about all that, so we've called Eric Dagans. He is a TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. He's with us once again. Thanks so much for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I want to start with Michael Strahan because it just seems, well, daytime TV is, I think, well, maybe you'll clarify this for us, largely about women. And he was a sack machine on the defensive line for the New York Giants. He's very big. African-American football player. And I just don't think he's the first person you'd think of as a co-host talking about working out to Jane Fonda. And just to play a short clip of that, this is him on Wednesday's episode talking a little bit about how he got into sports. Here it is.
My brothers would call me Bob.
Bob?
Bob. Booty on back. You're a little chunky, son. You need to lose some weight. So they called me Bob. And I was traumatized. So I bought, you know, Jane Fonda had to work out where you get on all fours and you start, like, moving
your legs. Yes, I know. Like, well, yeah.
I don't know if I buy that. But so, Eric, tell me, why do you think that he was chosen for this job?
Well, the first thing, I think, is chemistry with Kelly. He's hosted the show several times in the past, co-hosted it with her several times in the past. They seem to click personally. Also, my hunch is that they like the unexpectedness of this choice. When Regis announced that he would be leaving the show, and there seemed to be some weirdness there, perhaps a pay dispute, everybody speculated about who might get that job, and names like Anderson Cooper were floated. Names like Mark Consuelos, who is Kelly Ripa's real-life husband, were floated. He's co-hosted the show before. Jeff Probst, the host of Survivor, his name was floated. Nobody said Michael Strahan. and so that, the fact that it's unexpected, that they have great chemistry, that he's great on television and has this charisma which kind of comes through the screen, I think all of that speaks to why they may have chosen him.
You wrote a piece saying that this gives us a new vision of family. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. I wrote a piece for my blog called The Feed, where I talked about how these anchor teams, especially in the morning, when you look at the Today Show or Good Morning America or CBS This Morning, they're mini families in a way. They're surrogate families in a way. And the two main hosts, particularly if they're of different genders, tend to be sort of the patriarch and the matriarch of the show. We view them like a little family. And I think if you've watched Live with Regis and Kathy Lee or Live with Regis and Kelly, there was always this sense of Regis Philbin as sort of the older, kind of befuddled husband with the younger, hotter trophy wife, right? And so now that dynamic is totally different because Kelly Ripa is the more experienced one. Michael Strahan is the one who doesn't have necessarily a long showbiz history. They're of different races, and they're so different sort of physically. You know, he's this huge ex-football player. She's this very thin, very small actress and showbiz personality. So we're getting a new version of family. And more than that, the producers are betting that their audience will accept this new vision of family, which I think says a lot about what they think about their audience and where they think their audience has progressed.
Interestingly enough, Steve Harvey is also a, you know, not a former football player, but kind of a big guy, mm-hmm. African-American man, best known both, I think, at, first for his stand-up comedy acting work, and then also he's had a radio program the last couple of years, a morning radio show. He's now got a daytime talk show. He's also known, I guess, what would you say, is kind of a relationship guru for these books where he writes relationship advice, mainly for African Americans at this point. But clearly, I think they're trying to broaden it out. Here he is talking to an audience member who wanted to know if it was okay to break up with a girl via text message.
When you were trying to kiss the woman, hold the woman, caress the woman, love the woman, was any of this via text?
No, sir, it wasn't.
So now, how do you expect to think it's okay to break up with this human being via text? That's got to be close to one of the dumbest things
There's shades of Judge Judy there, but you see he's bringing the stand-up flavor. You know, The Hollywood Reporter did a poll and found that viewers are more likely to watch Steve Harvey's show than any of the other new daytime shows. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think one thing Steve Harvey, the unlikely story of Steve Harvey is that I think he has cornered the market on the same black female audience that Tyler Perry also likes and enjoys and finds support from. And so, you know, he's done these series of relationship books where he's mainly talked to black women about romance and about how to deal with the men in their life and about how to get respect from men. There's a film that was spun off from those books that also dealt with the same subjects. He has a morning radio show where he also talks a lot about this kind of stuff. And now he has a talk show. And it just makes a certain kind of sense. Knowing him as a performer, knowing him as this guy who's a kind of an in-your-face, streetwise comic, I would never have guessed that he would be a relationship guru for black women. But that's what has happened. And I think there's a huge percentage of the daytime audience that fits that demographic bill. And so he's able to come to this space with a constituency already there, already ready to hear his message. And obviously that's going to spread to other types of audiences.
Well, where does Katie Couric fit in with all that? Katie Couric, the longtime co-host of the Today Show, then anchor of CBS Evening News for the past 5 years. You know, of all the people who you'd think would be well-positioned, but somehow this feels risky. What's your assessment of how this is going to go?
Well, there's a lot of people who have new talk shows that will be debuting, and so there's a ton of competition. You mentioned Steve Harvey. There's also Ricky Lake. There's also Jeff Probst from Survivor. Anderson Cooper is in the second year of his show, and it seems like everybody's sort of chasing this idea of trying to build a super talk show the way Oprah did. Can Katie Couric pull it off? I mean, it's been 6 years since we've seen her do something like this. She was the top news anchor for CBS News for 5 years, and in a much more serious role, much less able to show off her personality. Now they're sort of betting that she can come back to this space, and everybody will remember the old Katie Couric who traded quips with Matt Lauer on the Today Show. It may not be that easy.
Fess up. What are you going to be watching this fall? Election coverage or football or these daytime offerings? Don't think about it. Just tell the truth.
I definitely want to stay with Michael. I've been TiVoing the show just to see how he does, and I have been pleasantly surprised at how good he is. Of course, I'm going to keep an eye on Katie Couric's show because that'll be the highest profile debut.
We'll check it out. We'll check it out. Hopefully, you'll check it out with us. Eric Dagans is a TV and media critic for the Tampa Bay Times. He joined us from there. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Freddie Boswell, Andrew Limbong, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, Jessica Reedy, Amy Ta, and Bridget DeShagas, who was in Charlotte, North Carolina this week representing us at the Democratic National Convention. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tevold. Special thanks to engineering supervisor Kevin Langley. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember to tell us more. Please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.